Welcome back to the Moms Who Podcast show. My name is Pamela Krista and I am your host. And today's episode is a little bit different, just like last week's episode. And in last week's episode, I gave you three of the biggest mistakes that I made when I launched my podcast. And that was episode number 65 of the podcast. Go back and check out that episode if you haven't yet listened to it. But you don't have to pause this or anything like that. You can just listen to this and then listen to episode 65 after this one. But today, I'm going to be sharing with you three things that I feel that I did very well. And I know this is a little bit different. And I debated on honestly recording this. But as I got to thinking about it and like actually planning out the episode, I was like, no, this needs to be heard because what I've learned from becoming a podcast coach and a podcast manager, reflecting on the launch of my podcast, is huge. Because when I launched my podcast, I was not a podcast coach or a podcast manager. So just having that reflection on the things that I didn't do that great and then the things that I did do great, I know it's going to help you. So let's dive in to the three things that I did really well with my podcast launch. Let's get into it. Hey mama, do you enjoy small, actionable, bite-sized tips that will help you start, grow, or monetize your podcast and save you time? Do you dream of having your ideal clients flock to you just by listening to your podcast? If you answered yes, let's reconnect you with your why, take action with your dreams, and give you the clarity that you crave. I'm on a mission to answer your burning questions about podcasting and give you the encouragement and strategies that you need. Each week, we'll dive into the tips, tricks, and tools to help you start or grow your podcast and help you feel more confident behind the mic. I'm Pamela Krista, a blogger and website designer turned podcast coach, podcast manager, and podcast strategist. But I'm also a Jesus lover, a wife, and a mama to five. So friend, I know how valuable your time is, and I promise you'll only get the good stuff here. This is Moms Who Podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. Okay, friend. So again, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, make sure that you do that because this episode piggybacks right off of that episode. They go hand in hand together. And today I'm going to share with you the top three things that I feel that I did very well. And as I stated in the preview to this episode, when I launched the Mama Knows Business podcast, I was not a podcast coach or a podcast manager. That wasn't even a thought in my mind, right? And so I'm going to break it down for you now that I've had almost 2 years to reflect on that launch. I'm going to break down for you the three things that I feel that I did well. And I know that this is going to help you. So let's just dive right in to number one, which is I knew right away that I could make money from my podcast. Now, this kind of goes back to the last episode because one of the things that I didn't do well was the content of my podcast wasn't that great. Meaning, I knew I could make money from my podcast. However, I had this huge pivot and pivoted into podcasting. And so therefore, I had zero episodes about what I actually did at the time, which was web design. And there was no way for me to like make that connection and actually make any money from the podcast by gaining any clients because I never even really talked about what I did. I think I mentioned it in like two or three episodes. And then I give some examples in the last episode. You have to go listen, but I give examples of the terrible titles and they were actually not terrible titles, but for my show and for the offers that I did, the titles were not good. Like they didn't match anything that I did. But one of the things that I did really well was I knew coming into starting a podcast that I could make money from my show. And having that mindset really allowed me to, well, I mean, obviously I had this huge pivot, but it allowed me to really understand once I pivoted and, you know, knew who I wanted to serve and what I wanted to do, it helped me then understand when I launched this show exactly what I needed to do. And please don't get me wrong, okay? This podcast is not perfect by any means. There is still a lot of work to do on this show, a lot of things that I need to do, want to do, could do, should be doing, all those things. I'm not perfect. This show will probably never be perfect. And Mama Knows Business was not perfect either. But definitely that show needed a lot more work than this show does. Like that show was very unstructured and very, I didn't know what I was doing. And I had such, I mean, if you've listened to this podcast at all, if you've listened to any episodes of the Mama Knows Business podcast, you know that I dealt with this huge battle for months. I'm pretty sure it lasted 6 to 8 months where I was going back and forth. It really had nothing to do with this podcast because my vision for Moms Who Podcast was very clear from October 2022, right after I launched the Mama Knows Business podcast. I had the vision, glory to God, for Moms Who Podcast. And that was always the like once that seed was in my brain, it was unstoppable. And so I didn't have any doubts about Moms Who Podcast. But Mama Knows Business, like imagine this. I had just launched a podcast being a web designer to get web design clients. And then I have this huge pivot. And so now I knew Moms Who Podcast was already a thing. I was already like going with it. And then I have Mama Knows Business, which was an amazing podcast that I just launched. And by the way, Mama Knows Business is a top 2% podcast now, and it has over 40 reviews and it's still getting listens. And so I am still really, really proud of the show that I built because it kind of turned into something that was really needed. But also I was left with this like, well, what am I doing now? Because I'm not selling web design services anymore. And I can't talk about podcasting on that podcast because I'm literally doing it on this podcast. So I didn't know where to take my show. And so I ended the podcast, I came back, and at one point I thought I wanted to move all my content from this show over there, which lasted for like a month. And then I was like, nope, can't do it. And that was very short lasted. And so anyways, I've been through it. Okay. I have been through it. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. And so I have been through it with the podcast, with both of them. And so I have been through it. And all that to say, going through everything that I went through with both shows and knowing at the beginning that I wanted to sell on my podcast, I feel really, really set me up for success. Because yes, you can have a hobby podcast, but I'm assuming if you're listening to Moms Who Podcast, I know that you don't want a hobby podcast because I've really strategically laid out my show to attract moms who have an online business who want to grow their podcast, or they want to start their podcast because they know that they want to make money from their show. So I know that's why you're listening. But there are hobby podcasters out there, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I knew right away that like I wanted my show to have meaning with my business and with my life because I have 5 kids. At the current moment, I'm still working a 9-to-5 that hopefully is coming to an end soon. But I have 5 kids. I have a husband. I have a business. I have amazing clients, and I'm still working a 9-to-5. And so I don't have time to sit here and be a hobby podcaster, right? So I always knew that my podcast had to have meaning, right? I don't have time to just sit here and podcast a podcast. Honestly, I wish I did because I love podcasting so much. But no, I knew going into it that it had to have meaning with my business and with my life. So that was number one. That was really long, but I hope that you understand what I'm trying to say is that you can build a business alongside your podcast and you can make money from it. Okay. So that's the big takeaway from that one. All right. So going in to number two, the second thing that I did really well was I opened up my podcast and myself to guest podcasting. Now, when I first launched my podcast, before I even launched it, I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. It's too hard. I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to do camera. And you know what? I don't want to be on camera. I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to do it. Like, it's just going to be me. And I'm just going to do my thing. I'm a very extroverted introvert. And so I had zero plans to have anybody on my podcast. And I did experiment with being on other people's show, which I really love being interviewed. I really love being on other people's shows. So a little plug there. If you want me to be on your podcast, I would love to be on your podcast. Just send me an email or shoot me a DM and invite me on your podcast. But so the whole thought of though somebody coming on my show and me interviewing them just really freaked me out. And so I took a leap of faith and just did it. Again, glory to God, right? This was not me. And I was able to really love it. And I did that well. The reason why this is on my list is because if I didn't, I would have like missed out on so many opportunities. Podcast guesting is such an amazing way to get in front of a new audience. And I just can't say enough about it. I don't do it a lot right now just because of my busy schedule, but I love having people on my show. I love the entire process of podcast guesting. And if you haven't listened yet, please go listen to episode number 59 and 60, because those are both episodes about how to be a really great podcast guest and how to be a really great podcast host. So definitely go check those out. They're very, very good episodes, very thorough. And I have just really come to love podcast guesting. And so if I wouldn't have said yes to that, if I would have allowed my fear to take over, then I would have missed out on so many opportunities of people finding me. I've had people reach out to me from being on other people's shows, and I've had people, you know, just tell me, and I love having people on the show, you know, sharing their story and even bringing my clients and the members of my membership on, like, is amazing, which you're going to hear some of that soon. But it's just been amazing to do that. So that's one of the things that I did well, was I didn't put myself in a box and I didn't like X out the idea. I did at first, but then I was like, well, let me try it. And I ended up really liking it. And what I have found with podcast guesting in general is you either like it or you don't. I have some people who are like, nope, not for me. I'm not doing it. And that's fine. And then I have other people who they start off like me thinking they don't want to do it, but then they actually really love it. And I just really love podcast guesting. I could go on about this, but I'm not going to, because there's going to be other episodes about it. But that's one of the things that I did really well, was bringing other people on my show and then also being on other people's shows. All right, buckle up, because this is number three. And the next thing that I did really well when I launched my podcast was I invested, okay? I invested in myself. I invested in my podcast. And if it wasn't for me making that initial investment, I honestly don't know where I would be right now. I wouldn't even be doing this right now, because I was able to invest, just opened up more doors. It allowed me to learn and to grow in ways that I can't even imagine. So what this looked like for me was I invested in courses to launch my podcast. I took a few different courses because I didn't know who to look up to. I didn't know where to turn. I also wasn't going to Google everything or YouTube. I wanted somebody who knew what they were talking about. So I definitely was very choosy on who I picked, because there are a lot of things out there that don't come with like the one-on-one component that I know that I need. And so there were multiple podcast courses that looked really good, but it was literally just me taking a course with no help whatsoever, no insight, no feedback, no one-on-one, like no nothing. And so anyways, I ended up investing in courses with feedback to really get my show going. And then also I invested in some podcast help. So it was really funny actually when I think about it. I don't think she listens to my podcast, and I don't think she expected, and a lot of people, I don't think they expected me to just love it so much. And when I told them I was going to launch a podcast, I don't think anybody knew that this was coming. But anyway, I invested in some help. So I couldn't afford a full-on launch package. So I paid $600. Trust me, I remember that price very well, because it was very, very hard for me to invest in. But I invested $600 in somebody helping me with my podcast. And so basically, it's so funny, and I'll tell you why it's funny. But basically, I paid her $600. She helped me with my intro, with my outro, and with my trailer. So I recorded everything. I chose my music, and then she mixed it all together for me. She got me set up on all the platforms. She scheduled and uploaded my first three episodes, which is really cool. And then she edited, uploaded, and scheduled my first three episodes, which was really cool. And then it was so funny, because she edited my first episode, and maybe she edited all three, I don't really remember, but I ended up just editing my own stuff because I think that's how it happened. I think she edited the first one, I think. And then I found Descript, which is incredible. Shout out to Descript. I will definitely have an episode about Descript coming up soon. Make sure you're following this podcast so you get all these juicy updates, okay? There's so much goodness coming. But I found Descript, fell in love, and I told her that I was like editing my own stuff. So I paid her and then I was like basically editing my own stuff. And sometimes that happens. Like sometimes we want to take that control and we want to edit our own podcast, which again, like I'm telling you, I have so much content coming. And that is one of the things I'm going to be talking about is editing yourself versus outsourcing to somebody like me. Anyways, so I invested in that help, but that really allowed me to see like what that help looked like. And it really took some things off my plate. And she was there for me to bounce ideas off of and ask questions and super helpful. And so without investing, you know, in the courses and with her helping me, you know, put things together and like get everything situated, I don't know where I would be if I literally DIY'd it. Like it would be crazy. And I'm telling you, I did have a podcast in 2018. I don't talk about this very often. Okay. But it was called Honey in the Valley. My husband came up with the name. My name means honey. His name means valley. He thought of the name Honey in the Valley for my blog. And I thought that it would be a great name for a podcast. So this was back when Anchor was a thing. I had Anchor on my phone. I was literally recording a podcast from my phone and I was reading my blog post about pregnancy and I did like my birth stories and it was pretty funny. But this was way before I started my online business, way before I even knew you could make money doing this type of stuff. You cannot find that podcast anywhere. So don't go look for it. But anyway, I digress. All that to say, investing was a really, really hard decision, but it had to be done because I had this burning desire. And if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't started your podcast yet, I know that you have a burning desire to start yours too. And that's what I was feeling. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I knew I wanted to do it and I knew it was going to be amazing, but I just needed help getting started. I didn't need the ongoing management. I ended up editing my own podcast, obviously. I do not have anybody who produces my show. I produce and edit all of my podcast episodes. And honestly, that will probably always be a thing because I just love it so freaking much. But I knew I wanted to start a podcast. I knew I needed help. It was so hard for me to invest that $600. I'm telling you, it was so hard. But I'm glad that I did because it helped me get to where I am. And so that's what I want to leave you with this episode. Okay. I gave you so many nuggets in the last episode and in this episode. And hey, there are over 60 episodes on this show for you to listen to and binge. And I give it all on the podcast. Like I don't hold anything back. And if you are feeling like that, if you are feeling like you have this burning desire to launch your podcast, please reach out to me. Check in the show notes for the link, DM me on Instagram, or send me an email, do what you got to do and get it done. Don't let more months go by without you doing something that you really want to do. And if you're listening to this and you want some help editing your podcast and you're like, man, this is taking up so much of my time and I would rather be doing this, please reach out to me because I would love to take that off your plate and you need to get more time back to do other things like recording podcasts and creating amazing offers and doing the thing that you love to do. So reach out to me if you need help with podcast management or starting your podcast or launching your podcast and go back and look at the other episodes. I know that they're going to encourage you. Check the show notes for all my juicy links and I will see you in next week's episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you feel this blessed you and your business in any way, please share this with a friend who you know would love this. Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That is the number one way to say thank you and the only way that I know you're loving the show. Plus, it encourages me to keep going. Please don't forget to also follow this podcast by hitting the plus icon up at the top so that you're notified when new episodes are available. Lastly, come on over to our Facebook group where you can get more information about podcasting, get inspired, network, and connect with other podcasting moms. Head to PamelaCrista.com/community and head to PamelaCrista.com to see how we can work together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. I'll chat with you soon, friend.